Tanner's Tiger by Lawrence Block, read by Nick Sullivan. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. Our flight left Kennedy at 8:25 on an unusually unpleasant Tuesday night in a generally horrible August. For the past 2 weeks, the people who were supposed to know about such things had been forecasting rain to be followed by a break in the heat. The rain had held off, and the heat had prevailed, until the weather people appeared to be participants in some sort of meteorological martingale system, resolutely doubling their bets on the rain and cooler line, while hot and clear turned up day after dismal day. If they didn't hit soon, they would run out of chips. Meanwhile, we were running out of New York. Not literally running, of course. Flying. Although after we boarded the big 727 and fastened our seatbelts and listened to the little illustrated sermon about proper use of oxygen masks, it appeared as though we were neither running nor flying from New York to Montreal. Instead, it looked as if we were going to drive there. The plane taxied to and fro. The pilot put many miles on the aircraft without yet leaving the ground. Mina squeezed my hand. I looked down at her, and she pouted up at me. "You promised we would fly," she said. "We will. Be patient." "Is this really an airplane?" "Of course." "It does not behave like one." Mina had flown once before on a Russian experimental jet fighter bomber that we had hijacked from a missile base in Estonia. That time we had taken off vertically, and I could understand how our little promenade on the runway might be a letdown for her. I assured her that the 720...